Well, Storm Ashley has come and gone. It blew very strong yesterday and last night, and tens of thousands of people were left without power. ESB crews are still working to get the lights back on. Trees are down as well, so do be careful on the roads this morning. Our reporter Kate Varley is here. Kate, what's the latest?
Yes, good morning, Audrey. Well, as we heard this morning, 16,000 homes and businesses are still without power, with counties Galway, Mayo and Kerry most impacted. And that's down from a peak of 53,000 yesterday. Now, aside from that, there's some relief that the reported damage caused by the storm surge wasn't too extensive. We know that the high tide at Galway City last night resulted in some coastal flooding in Salt Hill, and crews from Galway City Council are out this morning assisting with the clean up there. And there are also reports, as you say, of fallen trees across the country. Now, there was also quite a lot of disruption to flights coming in and out of Ireland yesterday. According to the operator of Dublin Airport, DAA, 81 flights were cancelled, while 34 aircraft opted to divert to other airports. Here's Gray McQueen, the media relations manager at DAA, with an update on the situation there.
Sunday was a really challenging day for us at Dublin Airport. Things moving much better today on Monday morning. The first wave of flights has got away really well. There are a small number of cancellations I can see today, so that's probably airlines who've got aircraft out of position following yesterday's disturbances. But we're hopeful of a much better day. The message, though, if you are flying today, check in with your airline, make sure your flight is running. They are best placed to give you the latest on your flight status.
That's Graham McQueen there from DAA. Kate, international protection applicants, many of them are living in tents at the moment. How were they affected by Storm Ashley?
Yes, well, we know from the Department of Integration that residents from two IPASS centres, that's Crooksling in County Dublin and at River Lodge in Newtown Mount Kennedy, County Wicklow, they were temporarily moved to an indoor location due to the high winds. And one tent was damaged by winds yesterday at Crooksling. However, we're told no residents were inside at the time and there are no reports of injuries. In a statement, the department told us that officials have been working closely with the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management and other partners to plan for and respond to any impacts of the severe weather. And some positive news to finish. Today is expected to be much calmer. Met Aaron said it will be dry in most parts with sunny spells and just a few showers.
Good stuff, Kate. Thank you very much.